Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael, and welcome to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Welcome. It is July 4th. It's been a long time since we've had the radio show on the 4th of July. I don't think have we ever done it before.
I was thinking about that.
I don't know if we've ever been on the radio on July 4th. You probably want to begin.
Yes, we have.
Fireworks. This is the fireworks.
We have, Michael.
No, I don't think we've ever had a 4th of July show on the 4th, but I know we've always celebrated.
Yes, we celebrated, but the question, I don't know if we've ever been on the 4th.
I'm pretty sure I was sitting in the backyard when we did a show and all the fireworks were going off in my backyard.
Well, welcome. Listen, folks, for those people listening for the first time saying, what is this all about? You're turning the channel in your car and saying, what is this all about? Well, what this is all about is we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. We're here to educate you. We're here to, let's just say, inform you. And we're here to entertain you. So hope today we entertain you, give you some laughs, discuss many things, as well as discuss things that was happening with us in the blind community. Folks, today we're going to spin the wheel. Today we're going to have some nice trivia. I want to start the first question of the day to spin the wheel. If you'd like to answer it, let's see.
Hey, I was Michael. Thinking about,
what did I do 1 second? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yes.
No introduction.
I forgot something. I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot to introduce everybody today. I'm sorry, folks. That's what happens when you're losing your mind.
You're so long, Gary. It's like nothing, right?
To my left, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Gold. Are you there, Lynn?
Well, maybe.
Maybe? Okay, baby.
Hi, everybody, and happy July 4th, 2021.
And his home in Winter Park, Florida. My other co-host today, my buddy, Gary Sinclair. Are you there, Gary?
I most certainly am, and happy to be here on the 4th of July.
And in the studios, our producer, engineer, and all of the above, Chris Shaw. You there, Chris? The
yep, radio? You absolutely know it. Listen, I was just looking through some of our records. We've had a day before the 4th and a day after the 4th, but never on the 4th until today.
Okay, so we're making history.
All right.
Listen, the phone number to call in if you want to call in today's show is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Listen, folks, here's the first thing that's been in the wheel. I was thinking about this. Today, there was a guy, if you missed it, guy in Coney Island, New York. He ate 79 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I repeat, 79 hot dogs. That's with the roll.
Gary got a different number.
Do you think what Gary? What was the number?
He said 56.
No, it wasn't.
I think 56.
It was 70. That? No, it was 79.
I thought it was 76 or 79.
Okay,
but it was after Japanese.
I could be wrong. 76 or 79. I know it was 175.
What's
his old
the
record?
Count of 75. Three hot dogs.
He beat his old record.
What's the difference of three hot dogs?
So listen, if you ever did anything ridiculous, once I can say a long, long time ago, I remember I went to Jim's Steaks in Philadelphia, 4th and South, and I had three cheesesteaks. Each cheesesteak was about 10 inches long, and I had three of them.
Yeah, but that's not that big a deal, because Gary and I have eaten with you at Las Patas, and you've had two. So
and this was three.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's three.
It's that's stretching a lot. It, but not that much.
Well, okay. So I had three. Well, that's a lot. Three of them. I had three. That's with the cheese, the onions, the roll.
You don't
the
do that anymore.
No, I can't.
No.
But I'm saying, in your lifetime, have you ever done anything ridiculous? Gary, did you ever do anything ridiculous?
Yeah, I did. There was a fancy restaurant here in Orlando. I was home on leave. My in-laws took me to it. What was it? Breakfast, lunch, nice place, but it was expensive. And they had these big, humongous cups that, like, you get hot fudge sunnies in, but real big ones. And they had, like, on the bottom, they had a little strawberry shortcake cup. Then they put a scoop of ice cream on. Then they have another strawberry cup, and they had some more ice cream on that, another scoop. I think they had, like, six or seven scoops of ice cream with it, and with some chocolate syrup, I guess, was in it. And it was for two people to eat. Well, I told my father-in-law, get me one, and I'll eat the whole thing, and I did. And I had a stomachache.
I was going to say he must have got sick. So here's the thing, folks. You call in. You can say anything that you want about what you eat. There's no, just if you want to be ridiculous and be fun, you can just say to spin the wheel. And spin the wheel is just like other trivias, questions. Every 30 days, you can call up and ask to spin the wheel. So it's like all these other trivias, 30 days. If you call them within 30 days, we want to give everybody a chance. So
we don't
want to
get confused. Both games. Yep. Both games are 30 days, so we can't. Yep. Nobody gets confused.
So if you have anything to say, 407-894-680. If you have anything to say as far as anything you ate over the last, I'm not going to say how many years because each person's different. So it could have been you were 10 years old, you were 20 years old, you were 50 years old. So anybody had, if you ever did anything ridiculous, like I'm saying, I ate 3 cheesesteaks. Gary said he had 7, what'd you say, 7 scoops of ice cream with the...
About 7 or 8 scoops of ice cream with strawberry shortcake cups in it. So that strawberry shortcake cups added to it. I mean, And like the hot dogs today.
I'm sorry, Gary, I was talking over you.
Like the hot dogs today in that contest, he ate that. People didn't know that was hot dog with the bun. You got to eat the whole bun, too. But the secret was they soak it in water. But it's still eating a bun.
Gary, my thing to throw out there, my question is for spinning the wheel. We each get a choice. What is your most favorite memory of July 4th? And I know what mine was. Mine was my father took us up over the highway that runs north-south in New Jersey, and we would sit over the highway up on a hill and watch the fireworks from across the way. That was my favorite memory. So what's your question, Gary, for spinning the wheel? Maybe Chris has one, too.
Oh, for spinning the wheel?
Yeah.
What does the 4th of July mean to you besides cookouts, hot dogs and hamburgers? What specifically is for the 4th of July meaning to you?
A good one. And how about Chris? Maybe he
Chris, you got anything? He's not there.
He's busy. He's probably... No,
phone number to call in is 407-894-680. The phone number to call in, if you wish to, which I hope you can do, 407-894-1680.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed the question. I just heard my name.
Oh, we wanted you to throw out a question for spinning the wheel, but you can think about it. Tell us.
About July 4th. It doesn't have to be with July 4th.
We have somebody. Before we go to break, I see Chris said we have John Struth would like to spin the wheel.
Okay, John Struth, where is he from?
Indiana.
Hey, how you doing? Marco?
John, you there?
Hi, John. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to you, too, guys, down there. You too, Gary.
Thank you.
Hello. Did you ever eat a lot of something at one time?
No, not really. I'm pretty economical on the eating. I can't eat but too much, and then I quit.
So in your life, you never done anything ridiculous as far as eating, huh?
No, I didn't do anything like that. I do eat them great big, giant breaded tenderloins, though. I can eat a whole one of them. Mm-hmm. And they're good.
What could he eat?
A whole load of tenderloins.
Oh, tenderloins.
Okay.
You probably never had none of them down there in Florida. We get them up here. We have them up here all the time in Indiana and Ohio, stuff like that. They're breaded tenderloins.
John, you want to spin the wheel?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, spin the wheel for John. Let's see what he comes up with.
We'll go right to break. Okay. I've got the mic right by the wheel, and I'm going to give the best spin I can. Here we go.
And that will.
Oh, a $10 Subway card.
Yeah, $10 Subway card.
$10
Subway.
That'll work just fine. So.
Okay, John, a $10 gift card for Subway.
Okay, we better. Thank you for calling, John.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate your call, John. That's John from Indiana.
Take care, babe.
We're going to go to break. All right.
John.
Bye now, John.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Chris, we're going to go
to break.
We're going to go to break.
Back Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrades Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrades Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Right now, we got a caller on the line, calling all the way from Pinellas County near Clearwater. Eugene, are you there? Eugene?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Mike, Lynn? And,
hey, Eugene.
Hey, Eugene.
Hi, happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, Eugene.
Yeah, buddy.
Happy Independence Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was talking about crazy things. Back when I was in the Navy, there was me and a couple other chiefs. We went to the chiefs club, and I'd been eating nachos and cheese with jalapenos, and another chief challenged me to a jalapeno eating contest. Well, they only had slices, so we started out with a chip with one on there, then it got to two to three. We finally got up to 16 slices of jalapeno on a chip. And
we had 16 slices of jalapeno. That's pretty good.
Yeah, oh,
we called it a draw.
So you went to the bathroom pretty good, too.
We called it a draw because that was hot enough.
That was enough? Okay, well, that's a good one. You ready to spin the wheel?
You want to spin the wheel?
Sure.
Okay. Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel. Come
here. Here we go.
Give a good spin. Give a good spin. Give a good spin.
The pressure is on Lynn. Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh, this one, he got three-pack silicone kitchen utensil with the rest with the drip pad.
So that's
utensils.
They're pads, Eugene, and you can put all your spatulas and all that in them when you're cooking, so you have someplace to put them.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah, it is
cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is cool because I want it. I always give people what I would like myself. And it's a pack of three and it's BPA-free, so you don't have to worry.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I always make a mess when I take it. I'm doing soup.
Yeah,
I always make a mess. So instead of putting it, I can put it right on the pad, right?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
That's a good, thought.
Really
yeah.
Cool.
Good.
Well, congratulations there, Gene.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Imagine Eugene's a good cook.
Okay, so now let's go. Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate your call.
Okay, let's go to our guest.
Let's go to our guest right now.
All right, well, that's my turn to introduce her. We'd like to welcome for the very first time, Michael, you met this young lady a long time ago when you were trying on glasses at Lighthouse. Her name is Maria Fernanda Saavedra de Vera. Welcome, welcome, Maria.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, you all and everybody. And happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th.
Listen,
thank you.
You too.
All right, off the air, you start telling me something, and it blew my mind, so I got to repeat it for the audience. You said you have a twin sister, correct?
Identical.
Identical.
Yes. We are okay. Identical, yes.
You're identical, except one thing, you're not identical. You said that you have, your eyes are, you are legally blind, but your sister has regular eyesight.
Yes, she's a 20/20, I guess.
Wow.
And what is the condition that you have that causes you to be considered legally blind?
I have toxoplasmosis. So my mom, you know, she got the virus, the parasite coming from the cats. I don't know if you have heard about
it. Yes, from the kitty litter. Yes.
Yep.
I always tell you when you're pregnant not to do the litter
pan. But the amazing thing is she got it, but her sister and twin didn't get it.
That's what happened.
That's the same age.
Yeah,
she went with me to all the doctor's appointments when my family discovered this thing. It was really late. I was 10 years old when they found out that I was really, you know, having this situation. But, she was facing all these doctor's appointments, so she kind of doesn't like it.
So that's what you have. So tell us more about yourself, Maria. I know you are a busy, busy lady. You have so many interests. So tell us about yourself.
Thank you so much. Well, what can I say? I am from Colombia originally, from Bogota, the capital of Colombia. And I've been here in the United States for like probably almost 20 years now. Mm-hmm. I have a BS in psychology and a master's degree from, you know, social work, both from UCS. But I am also a life coach and a dancer. I've been a dancer for like 29 years now, and I've been dancing here in Central Florida for about 15 years.
I know you.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What kind of dances do you dance?
I do
the rumba and Colombian dance.
Yeah, folklore, folk dances mainly, and salsa from Colombia, but I also do like some Latino American folklore, like from Paraguay, Ecuador, Venezuela. So, but my main thing is Colombian folk dances.
Maria, I'd like to interrupt just to tell the audience that I have seen photographs of you in the most magnificent costumes from, I assume they're Colombian costumes, or with the colorful skirts and just beautiful.
Yes, they are. And I also have been a co-producer for the Creative City Project in Merced for, like, now it's going to be the sixth year. So thanks God I have been practicing and doing my dances here, in different events, like big events. So I'm really proud of that, especially because my dance is diverse. Like, I have had, like, people from, you know, Pakistan, Ecuador, Brazil, not just Colombians, but people from other countries dancing my folklore. So I'm really happy about it.
That's really something.
So, yeah. And then,
well, if we had a TV show, we'd have you on dancing, but we don't.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. And I know that you also, the last 6 years you were working, what was your role at Lighthouse Central Florida here in Orlando?
I was a client care coordinator, but I started like back in 2011 in the transition summer camp. It was really a blast. And then I came back in 2014 to 2015 to do my internship in social work. And then I get hired in 2016, you know, until June 30th. But it was client care coordination mainly.
Uh-huh. You were the client care manager.
No, I wasn't a manager.
You weren't a manager?
No, I was not. I was a case manager for the older blind, groups and adult population mainly. So for many, many years, yes.
I have a question for you. This is Michael. I have a question for you. If someone would like, you give lessons, right? For dancing.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to start doing my workshop, because of the pandemic. One of the things that I didn't do and I was refused to do is like Zoom classes. No. It's really hard for me because of dancing is so personal, you know, first of all. And secondly, you need sight to be able to see if your students are doing well. So now we are regrouping. We already have some sort of performances. And yes, I do. I'm going to start doing workshops for kids.
Can you teach a blind person how to dance?
Oh, I have done like a lot of Zumba, well, a couple of workshops, Zumba workshops and international dances at Lighthouse with the clients, with the kids, with the teenagers, and with the adults. So that was something that I really enjoyed doing for
Flight. So tell us how you get a hold of you, so this way they can call you if they're interested in getting you to teach them.
When and the where and the how.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start creating the workshop. So if somebody wants to connect with me, they can look for my name, Maria Fernanda Saavedra. And on Facebook.
Well, that's a hard one. Wait, go
slow. Can you spell that?
Maybe they can just contact me at 321-946-1867. Send me a text, and I will send my
okay, let's
my
do it again.
I can post it, Michael.
Okay, but we'll post it, but let's do it again nice and slow. The phone number again, slow.
321-946-1867.
One more time.
321-946-1867.
And it's Maria.
Right. Or yes. They can write to us and we can give them the phone number.
Okay. You're going to put it on our webpage?
Yeah.
Okay. You can write to Blind and Beyond Radio. Well, you write to Michael.
Not on the webpage, on Facebook.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
How do they do that? What As do you know, I'm not a Facebook page. How would I know?
Go to Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Oh, well, tell
Blind
them.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
I've mentioned it many times.
How do you know, Gary? You don't look at Facebook.
And you're also.
I look at it, but can't see it.
Maria, you're also an author. You published a book. Tell us about it.
I did. Back in 2000, actually, I did my launch. My book is in Spanish right now. The title is A Través de Mis Ojos, like Through My Eyes. And it's basically, I'm talking about when I was, a little girl, like through all my old years and even when I came to U.S. So it's creating awareness of how people like us can see the world. It's like, giving some sensitivity to the audience. So I'm doing my second one. I'm writing my second one now. It's not about my life. It's a total different topic. But I just wanted to do that. My husband encouraged me, like, probably 8 years ago to do that. He told me, you have to write a book. Then my nephew said, you have to write a book. And then I'm like, this is something that I have to do. And I did it last year. It was really, it was really rewarding, you know. So I'm trying to put it in English and audio, you know, in audible, so I can also share this with other audiences.
Wow. So you could, what did
That's
you
terrific.
Tell us more about the dancing. That's really fascinating. How do you?
Well, I'm going to tell you something that I've been telling my audiences, and actually it's on my book. My book, the cover, and Lynn, maybe you have seen it.
I see it, yes.
It's like people are like, oh, that's a portrait of, you know, Frida Kahlo. And I'm like, okay, this is Maria Saavedra. And it's like honoring my dance. And the reason why is because throughout my life, my constant thing has been my dancing. Like, I found out first that that passion for dancing, that I was actually visually impaired or legally blind. I didn't know that. So my movements and I love it to dance since I was really, really little. And then I found out I was blind. But that doesn't have to do anything with the other. When I'm dancing, when I'm on the stage, nobody knows I am a legally blind individual. Sometimes I actually have passed classes to UCF students, and they leave, and they don't even know that I was legally blind, that instructor was legally blind. They just go and learn and enjoy and go to the stage. And I've been doing this for all my years, and this is really rewarding when you have a talent and you just exercise it no matter what and no matter how. You have to do it because that's what brings you hope and, you know, happiness.
That's your passion. That's your passion.
It is. Yes. Well, besides helping others, I really love dancing. It's something that I really enjoy teaching and performing, and, you know,
that's
it's
amazing.
Been really great. Yes.
That's a beautiful cover on your book. And are those flowers actually in your hair? That huge bunch of flowers? Or is that just superimposed when they printed your photo on the cover?
No. You know what? I'm really not good at fine motor skills. But that thing, I did it. I made it. So, and it was really beautiful. It was heavy, though.
It looks heavy. That's why I'm asking. Yeah, is it a trick photo? Or is it really on your head?
Yeah, it is really on my head.
Wow.
And that's the thing that we used to dance all the time. So, but not that heavy.
Like, yes. They look like huge colored roses, yellow and blue and white and red, but huge.
Yeah.
The size of your head.
Yeah, and also a big symbol of my book is the butterfly, the monarch butterfly, because this is all about transformation, you know.
That's right.
These butterflies really have a really difficult, you know, process. It's hard, you know, it's really painful. It's really hard. But when they transform, they are so beautiful. So I wanted to put that as one of the big symbols in my
life. The butterfly, yeah. Maria, we have a caller for you. Dave
sure.
from Fern Park. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
This must
Hello,
be
Dave. Guys and girls. Happy 4th of
Dave.
July to everybody.
4th of July.
Hi, Dave.
Happy 4th of July, Dave.
Hey, thank you. I'm a big fan of Maria because I've seen her in action at Lighthouse and all the lives that she's changed, because so many people don't necessarily want to go right off the bat, and she was very influential in just getting some people to come in afraid to initially. So, but I just wanted to mention I had heard Maria's story of growing up a little bit when she had, during one of the Lighthouse graduations. And I'll hang up, but I would like to, I'd like her to comment just a tiny bit on when she grew up, when she was growing up, because I understand in Colombia that the handicap of being blind was not looked at as someone that they want to try to help. That they, a lot of people kind of look down on the handicap and kind of try to hide the people from society. And so she went through an awful lot to get to where she is. And that's, incredible with the, she had to be a self-advocate because a lot of people were not ready in her country to stand up for, you know, like we may have here. So I'm going to hang out.
Absolutely
and
right,
comment
Dave.
A little bit about that.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Marie, would you like to comment on that?
Thanks a lot.
Yes, it's like families. I am 40 years old, and when my parents found out about it, I was really, you know, the person that nobody has to see, and especially because I have my twin, I was always her shadow, in a good sense, because I love my twin. But families tend to hide the kids who have any kind of disability. So also society behaves, and I'm not saying in the past, but now sometimes people do that. Like they hate the people. They don't encourage or empower people who have disabilities to go further and to, you know, to be the great people that we are, because we are great people. We are amazing no matter what. That happened in my country, in my culture. And I know through the whole world, these things still happen.
Right. Well, Maria, thank you so much for joining us. And it sounds like wherever you are, there's just so much energy, positive energy surrounding you. You are terrific.
Thank you so much, you, to all of you for inviting me here.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome.
More than welcome.
Send me some information as soon as you know about your workshops, and I'll post it for you, okay?
Thank you so much. You will have an amazing rest of the weekend, and thank you for the invitation.
You too, and happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Okay, right now it's time for trivia time.
It's time to go to break.
Okay, we're going to break first? Oh,
that's why
we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll do first trivia. Okay, we're going to have a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Bon Beyond Radio Show. We'll come back and do our first trivia.
Gary's
trivia, yeah. It's a good song.
Yes, it is.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at LighthouseWorks.org/careers.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're live. We're back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it again slow. 407-894-1680. And Gary just reminded me, you folks don't know what just happened. We're not in the studios. But Chris, you okay?
So far, so good. I can't complain. A little warm, but I'm making it do what it do because these fireworks are blowing me up.
So you said off the air that you had a little bit of lightning over there, and you got almost struck by lightning in the studio.
Yeah, well, so we do, though.
People don't know that Chris is really, really in danger there. He's got those big towers right there, and when lightning comes down, it gets towers and go through his system and get him. So give him applause for staying and keeping our show going.
Yeah, yeah. I got four towers like I'm looking at right now as we speak, and watching outside as just to make sure that we are right. So what?
I thought we had three towers.
We're going back to trivia. Trivia time. Gary, it's your trivia.
All right, this is my song for tonight. Fortunately, it isn't right here and right now. I thought it would be tonight, what this song is about. But we are going to start getting it tomorrow because of this. Hurricane, it was coming at us. Now it's a tropical storm. But I want to know, who is the singer of this song?
A lot of people did this song.
Right, but he has one in mind.
He has the person who's singing this song, particular person who's singing the song. 407-894-1680.
Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all of the time. Oh yeah, life is bare. Gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather. And I just can't get my poor self together. The time, so weary all of the time.
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I think you done messed them up with this one. You done messed them up with this one. They not ready for this one.
All I do is pray the Lord will let me walk in the sun.
Who is singing that song? She's working out. She's working out. It's a great person singing the song.
Okay, well, we got a call on the phone line, and he sounds as if he knows what he's talking about.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear the person. Let's hear the person. Who's singing this song?
Calling all the way from Delray Beach, Florida. Delray Beach.
Who is it?
All the way from Delray Beach. Yeah, it's the one and only William from Delray Beach.
William.
Hey, William.
Delray Beach, Florida.
Hello, everybody. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
You too, buddy.
Yeah, I believe that's Lena Horne.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wasn't Lena Horne.
Oh, no, sorry.
But not close enough.
Sorry, William. Lena Horne. Oh, man, that was a good one. That was a good one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, William.
Sorry there, William. Sorry, Bill.
Okay.
Bye, Bill. Thanks for calling in. You know who did the original song? I mean, hey, Bill, why got you on the line? Let's see if you can win this. Who did the original Stormy Weather?
He just hung up, Mike. He just hung up.
Gary, you picked a hard one. Gary,
how
did
you?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah.
Gary, you're becoming the new Gary, you're becoming the new Mike. You got to stop that.
I'll try.
Hang it around.
Hey, you know what? Chris, find another song that she, if the people don't call because of that, call another song that she did a big song. She did a few other big songs.
Ooh, yes, she did. But let me get this call first, and then I got you.
Okay.
Somebody else knows. That's the first time Bill Dermacki didn't guess it correctly. He's really good.
Yeah.
If we hear any barking in the background here at the Golder residence, we have fireworks going off in the neighborhood. So one dog is hiding in the closet, the biggest dog, the 70-pound dog. Our little pipsqueak on the couch here is doing all the barking.
She's going to get more T-U-R-K-E-Y than he is.
Yeah, they just had a little.
All righty. All right. So I got another gentleman on the phone line calling from West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach, and he goes by the name of Anthony. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey,
Anthony from West Palm Beach, Florida. Anthony, how you doing, Anthony?
Hey, how you doing, Michael? Good.
How you doing?
Is that Anita James?
Happened to Anthony.
Anthony, I can't hear you, Anthony.
Hello.
We lose him?
Who is Anthony?
Yeah. I
think we lost him.
Anthony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay.
How you doing, Anthony?
Was that Anita James?
That's right. It's Anita James.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
From Subway. It's Anita James. That's correct.
No. It's not Anita.
No, it's not Anita.
It's not Anita.
Etta James. Anita James. She got it.
Etta James.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Etta James.
Etta James. Etta James. Yeah, you're getting tougher than me. You just won yourself a $10 gift card. Close enough. You said James. Etta James.
Etta
Congratulations.
James. Right, it's Etta James.
Yeah. But you know what? While we're doing this, can you find the original one, Stormy Weather? I would like the people to hear the difference of Stormy Weather by the Spaniels.
What did he win?
It's a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay, got it.
Hey, have a good one.
Well, hold on one moment. Anthony. I need to get some information from you, Anthony.
Yeah, my connection ain't too good.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, hold on one moment.
Chris, if you lose him, I have his address.
Okay.
Can you find Stubby Weather by the Spaniels?
You ready for it?
Yeah. That's it. This is the original.
I don't know why.
Why?
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
Stormy weather.
Since me and my gal ain't been together. Keeps raining
all the time.
Life is bare, and gloom and misery's everywhere. It's stormy.
As far as
weather.
I know, this is the original. Maybe another one before this. I don't know. Gal ain't This was done like in 1955 or 56. Spaniels. PJ Records called Stormy Weather.
Yeah, that's the one of the original Stormy Weathers from back in the I want to say mid to late 50s. Was that the mid to late 50s?
56, something like that.
Something like that.
57.
Mid.
Yeah, it was a big song by the Spaniels.
So we have a few questions to throw out there in order to spin the wheel. Mine was, what's your favorite memory of July 4th? Gary, what's yours again?
Why is the 4th of July Independence Day important to you besides cooking hot dogs and hamburgers?
Okay, and Michael, yours?
Mine was about
eating. Of course.
What did you eat so much of ever? Like the guy that ate 79 hot dogs today. I had 3 cheese steaks at one time. Right. And Eugene just called and said he had 16 slices of jalapeno cheese.
Jalapenos.
Chris, you walked away from the...
What's his name? Gary said he ate 7 scoops of ice cream.
Chris, we asked you if you had a question to throw out there, but the lightning hit and you ran away. So
yeah.
You have a question?
All right, so
call in and
mine would be real simple. What is your most memorable childhood moment of the 4th of July?
That's a good one.
All right, that's similar to mine. Okay.
Yeah, mine was, I don't want to say mine over air because I wasn't always a great child.
Well, yeah, that's the fun part of listening, Chris.
Oh, it is? Okay. You know,
hey, Chris, that's the fun part.
We used to have those Roman candlesticks.
What?
And,
yeah.
You know, you got to shake them sometimes so you can get all of them out.
Right.
So I shook mine. I just didn't know I was shaking it in the wrong direction at an early age. And, you know, when you shake it sometime and you go towards some people, things just kind of get out of whack. So it was a group of people just sitting down in the park having a good time. Some of my family members, and I'm just shaking the thing, just shaking like, it ain't working. It's not working. And that thing just popped out. And all I see was everybody sitting at the table, and everybody just leaned back and ran back in them chairs and started scattering all across. Like, look, my family looked like little ants. As you can see, I'm going away from this Roman candle because it just shot
everybody
out.
Everybody in Chicago was running away from Chris.
Right.
Yep.
When I was 12 years old, I knocked down a house with a bulldozer.
That's not July 4th, though.
Yeah, that was good.
With a bulldozer?
Yeah, with a bulldozer.
Yeah, he told that story.
I told it before.
Yeah.
They were building houses right behind my house.
Chris, my limit.
New houses.
My limit, Chris, on July 4th is sparklers.
Okay. She's a goody two shoes.
And the caps, you know, with the cap, where you take a rock and you hit the caps.
Yeah, the caps. Yeah, I love those.
Yeah, the caps.
We were not allowed to have those. I think they banned those from us in school, period.
Oh.
Yeah, they banned that from us because those caps were fun and phenomenal in the classroom.
I'll tell you what, it was my days. I was from the farm, and we had cherry bombs, but we could get them legally because I was a farmer. And big old cherry bombs. You could throw them into a pond and
watch it. Yeah,
I've floating.
I've always wanted one, and always wanted to get one just so I could see it pop open like that. But you know, I grew up.
I can hear things whistling outside our windows right now. The neighbors. So
yeah, mine are starting to blow them off.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing it's been raining a lot because I'd be really, really worried with those firecrackers going off so close.
Right. I'm so grateful that we've had a lot of rain the last 2 weeks The ground is so moist. So when they go off now, you don't have to worry about anything catching fire. So I'm grateful for that.
That's right. That's right.
Well, people don't know. A lot of people don't know that there was times a few years ago that we weren't allowed to have fireworks. We could only have them displays, light displays, because everything was so dry. They abandoned them all.
So Gary?
Yeah.
So the second hour, Flo is coming back, and we're going to be talking about a good recipe for burgers that you're going to like.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So that we look forward to.
I got my recipe for the Gary Burger.
Gary Burger? Oh, yeah.
My Gary Burger, yeah.
Chris,
I know you guys know, like, what I cook.
What's the most hamburgers you ate in a day?
Huh?
The most hamburgers you ate in a day?
I can't eat like I used to.
Well, I say anytime. I say now, anytime in your life.
I can eat one now.
Oh, I'm saying one.
Big eater.
Anybody ever eat 10?
I'm not a big eater. No, I never went for all you could eat stuff. I never was that kind of person. I like to keep my figure. I can't
all right, Mike,
no more.
Here you go. We got 1 minute. We got 1 minute. Here you go.
Uh-oh.
Why is that
At last.
Famous
song.
Eddie James.
Listen, don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with more of the Blind and Beyond radio show after the top of the hour.
My lonely days are over.
that was a big song, At Last, by Eddie James. She had a great voice.
Yeah, she's pretty popular.
Dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
we're gonna break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Fire. Another
break. Listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.